This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. 7:16 now on this Thursday morning, November 21st, week away from Thanksgiving. Beautiful fall morning, man. I'm going to tell you what, highs of only 65 today, and then it gets even cooler tomorrow with highs then only in the lower 60s, and then even a little bit cooler then, and then it warms up by Thanksgiving. So all in all, dry. Could be worse. Right now, we're going to talk about the governor's tax reform plan. Andy Knapp joins us, CEO Committee of 100 for Economic Development. Good morning, Andy. How are you? Adam,
hey,
I beg
Adam.
Your pardon.
How are you
Adam?
Doing?
Where'd I get
no
it?
Worries.
Oh, I had Andy from the guy.
I think my mom called me that at birth, and I've been confused ever since.
No, let me change okay. It right now.
Thanks for having me.
For those of you keeping your own scorecard at home, Adam will be batting for Andy. Adam. They always say it twice. Adam.
That's right.
Let's talk about the committee committee of 100. What is it, first of all? Then we'll talk about tax reform.
Yeah, our members are executives across the state who work across party lines to try to get engaged on big public policy issues around the state. And about a decade ago, they actually hired a group called the Tax Foundation, a national nonprofit, to look at, you know, what would be the ideal tax policy for Louisiana. And that's kind of how we came into this conversation some.
Let's talk about, and I see a statement from the 18th from you all about supporting the governor's tax reform plan with eight caveats, but a lot has changed since then. So tell me, I guess, where the current plan stands in the legislature and how you guys feel about the way it's going.
Well, today I think is going to be a pretty monumentous day to that debate. As it stood, you know, 2 days ago, there was a lot of change. There were a lot of changes in the Senate to try to address the price tag of this proposal as different pieces have made it through and not made it through. And that's kind of typically what you see happen, and that's happening here. So they had started out with a 3% individual income tax that went up to 3.75. I think there's a lot of movement to try to drive that number down again to 3% for our individual income tax across the state. That is an expensive choice. And to do that, they've got to have other revenues so they don't break the bank of the state budget by making that change. I think that's going to be the thing that drives most of the debate of the day.
Just recap again, because it's radio and you can't go back and reread. If you would please again, Adam.
You bet. So the governor proposed a plan of a 3% income tax rate, taking our income tax as individuals from 4.25%. So we about 4.25% today in Louisiana. He's been trying to get that rate to a flat rate of 3%. The way it left the Senate committee 2 days ago was to move that up to about 3.75 to try to keep the numbers in balance. But there's a whole move today to try to find enough money to lower that back down to 3% for individual income tax. And I really think that debate is probably shaping the rest of the debate.
So where's that money going to come from? Sales tax?
So they had started out looking at a sales tax on services that ran into some challenges leaving the House of Representatives. And so without that money from the sales tax on services, there's a lot of desire to try to still achieve this lower rate, flatter rate. So that what they're looking at is kind of continuing to eliminate a bunch of exemptions of the sales taxes, but also trying to potentially increase the sales tax rate to pay for that. And so today, you know, we have this 4.45% state sales tax that we pay. Of course, we pay a local sales tax of around 5%. So they would try to drive that sales tax rate of the state slightly higher to use that to pay for lowering the income tax on individuals.
You know, I think it's interesting. We'll take a break here and pick it up. We come back. This all goes back to the penny sales tax that expired. Then there were three sessions, as I recall, that got it to 0.45. And that's set to roll off, and that's what we're talking about here. And I think the interesting
Absolutely.
Portion about this discussion is, you got to go back and look at it. Goes to the essential nature of government and revenue and spending. And if that penny had been in place, would we be where we are now? Or if that penny had stayed in place, would everything be rolling along smoothly? Because I guess the caveat, to use your word, would be, would government spending then have expanded to spend whatever they brought in with that penny sales tax had it stayed in place, and then we'd be right back where we are. And you can comment on that when we come back. Adam Knapp, CEO, Committee of 100 for Economic Development, talking about the governor's tax reform plan, 721, traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Adam Knapp, CEO, Committee of 100 of Economic Development for Economic Development, about Governor Landry's tax reform plan and where it stands now. I posed the question beforehand, Adam, and the history of this 1 cent sales tax that they wanted to get rid of. They did. Then it took three sessions, if I remember correctly, to get it to 0.45, a compromise. And look, these are rough estimates, okay? But that's basically what happened. Accurate?
That's right. And it's been a stable budget environment with the 0.45 for the last many years. That was back in 2017 or 2018. And now we're back at the place where they knew, setting it up, that they would have a end to that 0.45. That was the deal to get it across the finish line. That end is next year. And so over the last few months, there's been a lot of talk about a looming fiscal cliff that's been, because of that 0.45. That's also setting up this debate about, well, shouldn't the whole tax structure be looked at? So that's what we're in the middle of.
But it does.
A review to try to make the whole competitiveness of the state better.
It does make me wonder about the essential nature of state government here in Louisiana and revenue and spending. And if that penny had stayed there, if they had not gone looking, I hate to say looking for a fight, but looking for to make a stand and make that sales tax roll off, which, as I understand it, it's a more of a regressive tax, right? So the people that own businesses were not really against the penny sales tax, were they? And I guess go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, in general, the sales tax is something that's paid for by everybody. So the business community has seen that as something that's a little bit more fair, that it's on everybody's till. And we as the governor has been phrasing it this session, you make choices in your spending to have these consumptions that are taxable in the sales tax. And he calls the income tax, a labor tax. There shouldn't be a tax on our labor. And that distinction is new to the debate, I guess, for us to have that debate, but it is something that's been pretty consistent across tax policy for decades. The Jindal era changes that happened led to the sales tax changes as well. So there's been a cycle of shifts in tax policy over the last 20 years.
So, but again, you can make a case that if that penny had stayed there, not to mention you talk about the state being stable at with the 0.45, if the penny had stayed there, maybe we'd be running a surplus. Maybe services that are essential could have been expanded. Maybe education would have been made better. Or you can make the case that maybe the money would have been, as a matter of what you give them, they're going to spend, and we'd still be at this situation. Thoughts?
I think that's right. I think that what we saw when they reduced the penny down to 0.45 was this this goal to try to reduce spending and reduce revenue to the state and to get to a place where it's not going to generate those excesses that you were talking about. The big question for where we are today, though, and kind of looking forward, is our state to state tax ranking, we don't look as good as some of our neighboring states, and a lot of other states have been shifting their state tax policy over the last decade, and Louisiana has really never gone through, or not recently gone through, a massive overall overhaul of its tax structure. That's what we're in the middle of now, is a goal to try to get to a flatter, fairer, more competitive tax structure. As it's proposed, and what may happen over the next day now, If they make changes on the business side, on the personal side, we may find that we are going to be more competitive. Maybe not as ambitious as the governor originally laid out, but we'll look better as a state at the end of this.
When it comes to looking better as a state in competitive rankings, however you want to phrase it, where does sales tax fit into that, Adam?
It's one of the many features. They look at income tax, business tax policy, sales tax, and then the clumsiness of how your structure is set up. You know, we collect sales taxes in all of our parishes instead of a centralized system. All of those things go into an overall ranking of your state. You can look that up at a nonprofit called the Tax Foundation that looks at all of our states. Mm-hmm. That's what really the governor is shooting for, is a more competitively ranked state at the end of this.
I guess what I'm thinking, and maybe this is too simplistic, but if either the 0.45 or increasing the sales tax to a penny would lead to less corporate taxes, making a more business-friendly environment, a 3% income tax, I guess in terms of priorities of attracting outside investment people to move here, that would seem an obvious solution, or is it not that obvious?
No, I think you just nailed it. They're talking about an extension of that sales tax and then using those revenues as ways to lower the income tax and then getting rid of a lot of credits and exemptions. And loopholes in the tax structure. That's generally what the whole debate looks like. That's
so,
right.
So if I'm just a dumb guy from the West Bank and I figured that out 3 years ago, why?
Why is it so hard?
Yeah. Because, again, I'm a dumb guy from the West Bank and I figured that out 3 years ago. Now it seems like we're wasting a lot of time and money. I don't know. Reinventing the wheel.
Well, I think it would have been great to do this years ago. We wrote this report 10 years ago. The governor, when he opened the session, held up a book that was written in 1988 by an LSU professor saying exactly this same game plan. Not about the sales tax, but definitely about having a fairer system. And that's kind of where we're hopefully going to get to at the end of today. It's going to be a big day in tax policy for those who are nerdy enough to care about it.
Yeah, I am. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate your time. As always, we'll talk
Thank
to Ben
you
Riggs. You bet. Who's nerdy enough to care about insurance reform in Louisiana when we come back right now. Minute late time for WWL First News.